Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you.
There was a big break in that West Haven dog burning case.
Good.
Friday, West Haven police said they have two suspects and one's cooperating. We can't speak to the police because they said they'll talk to us about other things, but this one is very emotional. I think this is very important for them to put it all together, and they don't want to risk having it come apart.
Right.
But hats off to the West Haven Police Department.
Yeah.
They went through so much video surveillance, knocking on doors, interviewing, just like old gumshoe, like police work.
Yes.
Random tips coming in on the phone.
All that stuff. Yeah.
I can't wait to, after all of this is rolled out, to hear how they figured this one out.
Yeah.
But good work to everyone involved in that.
Good job. At some
point, they'll identify the people, I would guess.
Yeah.
I believe they're also, once they do so, they will not be shy about posting their pictures so everybody knows who these people are.
Right. So right now they haven't identified the two people, but here's a report from Fox 61.
Well, police have not publicly identified those suspects, but they say one of them is cooperating with detectives. Now, meanwhile, animal advocates that say they are outraged and that they're demanding action.
Is there a school for broadcasting to go where you need to speak like this if you're a female reporter? I'm just wondering because they all sound very similar.
I just drank something really, really harsh.
Why does it sound like someone has their foot on my throat?
My coffee was very, very hot and I forgot to blow on it.
It almost sounds like she's got like that little bit of spit in the back of her throat that she couldn't quite swallow. And they're like, you're on live.
Oh, no, I'm not ready yet.
I'm not ready.
Oh, hi, guys. I'm here trying not to swallow this spit through this news report.
I was stung by a bee.
That could explain it.
I was stung by a bee in my throat. A bee flew into my mouth, flew down my throat, stung it, and flew back out.
Let's go to her.
Oh, my God, I got stung by a bee.
All right.
It's a little surreal because it happened.
So right now this is not the reporter who we were just making fun of.
Right.
No, this is Melly, who we spoke with last week.
Yep. The neighbor.
The neighbor.
It's a little surreal because it happened right outside my home. And at first I thought maybe it was someone who, you know, did it intentionally because I am an animal rescuer.
Melly Garthwaite lives at the home right across from Sandy Point Beach, where police say a one-year-old mini schnauzer with cropped ears and a tail.
A one-year-old?
1 year old.
Oh, 1 year old. Sounds like she's a one yow.
That's the abbreviation.
That was, right. Was one yow.
Maybe right. She wrote it out as one Y period O period.
Maybe saying one yo.
And she's like, I'll know what that means when I get there.
Right.
Get there, he's like, one yow.
I'm like a cat now.
What did you use to write that down?
My butt.
Okay.
You say a one-year-old mini schnauzer with cropped ears and a tail was set on fire and burned to death. Being a dog rescuer herself, Garthwaite says the news bothered her immensely.
It's been very
emotional. Bothered everybody immensely.
Yeah. Chilled to the bone, man.
Like, if that story didn't bother you immensely, you have to go talk to someone.
You have no emotions.
Yep.
You have no emotions.
Yeah.
You're scary then.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah. I have to say the tribe is awesome. Like, I made a post last week of all the dogs that I've, you know, had in my lifetime, my family.
Oh, I saw that.
And everybody on Facebook started posting their own dogs. And
that's cool.
The tribe is just friggin' awesome.
Yeah, I mean, we all love pets, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Whether you have one or not. Like, I'm a dog person. I don't have a dog because I wouldn't be around enough on the weekends. And, you know, I just don't think I'd be a good dog owner at this stage in my life. But you just love dogs.
Love animals.
When they look at you, all right, when you look into the eyes of a dog, there's a warmth that you feel that you can't get anywhere else.
It's the eyebrows.
No human has that.
It's the eyebrows. They have eyebrows. They can make them like, oh, look, he's
so cool. Yeah. And I get the whole animal therapy thing, you know?
Like, yeah.
When you're around animals, they just make you feel better about life.
Exactly.
Because you forget about humans.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, they make you forget about humans.
Yeah, the real animals.
Right. And, yeah, I think everybody was immensely bothered by this.
Definitely.
I'd be interested to know if the $20,000 that executive group put up had any play in, because it wasn't short. It was like that. He was on the show Wednesday or Thursday. We talked about it again Friday, and then the case broke open.
It was swift. So
could have been just timing.
Could have been.
But I'm interested in how that came about.
On some of these news stories on Facebook, you see comments from people, and a lot of people are looking forward to the arrest report.
Oh, yes.
Because it releases like all of their information, including like their address. So that could be a reason why the police are maybe like, yeah, we got them, but we're not gonna do anything just yet.
There's a line between, you know, being angry and then doing something bad, you know?
Yeah.
And that kind of brings us down to that person's level.
Yeah.
So,
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just hard because you want that person to suffer as much as the suffering that they caused an innocent creature.
That's going to be one of those, if you're a public defender, you don't want your phone to ring.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you have to do it.
Got to do
know?
It.
Right around, right after the arrest, your phone goes ring. Oh, son of a.
I can't take it.
Ring. Don't pick it up.
Ring.
Voicemail. Yeah, pick it up with an accent. Hello? He's not here right now.
No, Mr. Lawyer, no here right now. No.
I'm me, no. Speaky, nothing.
No.
Bye-bye.
I'm the house cleaner. Yeah.
I am not taking that case.
Yeah, I ain't doing. I'm just breaking into the place. I don't live here.
Me, no. Speaky, nothing.
Me, no. Speaky, nothing.
Wow.
I'm not taking that case.
Nope.
Family emergency.
Exactly. I'll find one.
Yeah. That vacation I was going to take.
That thing.
September, I'm taking it now.
You got to take care of that thing. The thing I got to do.
All right, let's hear the rest of this.
It's been very emotional because we want to see the people or person brought.
Did she just hit the lady in the head with the microphone?
I think something happened.
Or she walked into it.
Oh, my God.
No, I think she was wearing a hat. And I don't know. Maybe
the hat caught it.
She was like holding a dog, I think. And she looked down. I think maybe the brim of the hat hit the microphone.
Can I hear that again?
Down. Yeah.
Because we want to see the people.
Ow. Yep.
My tooth.
Ow. Hang on a second. That was my tooth.
All right. What else?
Person brought to justice.
Detectives have been working around the clock, reviewing surveillance
around
videos.
Around the clock.
So they were chicken at first.
Right. In the spirit of an animal safety announcement.
Right.
Oh, that's good.
Around the clock.
Yeah, just work that right in there.
Around the clock. Yeah. Yes, right.
They've been working around the clock.
Right. Get our peckers in this. Yes.
Can I hear that again?
Yeah.
To justice.
Detectives have been working around the clock, reviewing surveillance videos, speaking to neighbors, and gathering evidence.
You sound like you're clucking right now.
Exactly. It's going to lay an egg in a second.
Definitely cluck. Listen, I sound like a chicken when I laugh.
You do.
There's nothing I can do about
it. Glad you recognize it.
You do sound like a chicken.
Chicken Ashley, where do the eggs come out of?
My butt.
Did you just lay an egg?
I did.
Where'd it come
my
from?
Butt. My butt.
Okay, anything else?
Garth Waite is hoping this will bring change for the sake of everyone's safety.
I would really, really love to see cameras placed, surveillance cameras placed in the sanctuary. And I would also love to see the gates closed every night.
Police say one of the suspects interviewed today is cooperating. A news conference was held addressing the shocking
now
crime.
Now she sounds like she's plugging her nose.
Maybe Stella's with her, like a low tide or something.
What was that name I used when I was doing the repair for the Panamanian Canal?
Somebody Schmuck. Robert Schmuck.
Robert Schmuck. Right. It sounds like Robert Schmuck.
Right.
This is Robert Schmuck.
Who's this now?
This is a tape of me. I don't know if I'll be able to find it right now. Back when I was... This is before radio.
Yeah.
Okay.
My friend and I would record and act like we were doing the news.
Yeah, okay.
On cassette recorders.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I can... Oh, here it is. I'm probably 11 years old, acting like I'm a news reporter.
Hello, and this is Robert Schmuck in the middle of the Panamanian Canal.
That'd be Panama Canal.
My
okay.
friend died in this canal. That's why I am doing this story. Also,
great writing. Great writing.
However, I do sound like a news reporter in 2019.
My friend died. That's why I'm doing this report.
But it's a personal problem. Right.
Let's keep going with the story.
Boy, that's Emmy writing right there, boy.
So he did a funny bit, right, where he was in the Panama Canal in a boat and it was sinking. And then as he was talking, he started doing blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I thought it was the funniest thing. And I'm like, I'm going to rip that off and I'm going to do a bit following up now. I'm following up here.
Right.
My friend died. And then, yeah.
It's a foul story. Yes.
Right.
Could have been worse. Could have been my demo.
I was 11.
It was so much better.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I was 11. I should stick that tape and put it in.
My butt.
Right. All right. Anything else?
Several advocacy organizations came out to speak.
Anyone that can do this to an animal is capable of doing this to any human being.
Excellent point.
A child, a mother, a father, a brother, a sister.
We don't take this seriously. It's a horrific crime being burned alive. We all know what it's like to burn ourselves on a stove or something, but can you actually imagine being lit on fire?
Former West Haven Mayor Ed O'Brien, who is running for re-election, wants to
now,
see...
He's running for re-election, but he's not the mayor, right?
She said former.
Yeah.
He's former mayor running for election.
Well, to be...
Mayor again.
Right. A second time.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like there's a gap in the... I guess that's
yeah,
the right
not re-election.
It,
yeah.
No, but it threw me. When I heard the report Friday, I'm like, did I miss an election?
Right.
Is he back in?
I had no idea. No.
Yeah.
Not yet.
But anyway, you get the gist of it.
Yes.
So just a quick recap. West Haven police have identified two suspects in the burning and murder of that dog on the beach, and one is cooperating. So we should have a lot of information real soon.
Hopefully,
maybe even today.
Yeah.
We're going to have you do something that you've never done here on the show before. And then we have some important announcements that the senator's going to make.
Okay.
But first, we're going to ask you to be a judge. Judge Blumenthal.
I like it. It has a nice ring to it.
You're going
to
resolve a dispute between Pumpkin Palms, our intern, and her brother, Justin.
Sticky fingers.
All right. So feel free to ask whatever probing questions you need to ask to make an informative ruling on this subject.
Okay.
What happened?
So basically, I had an $100 bill in my wallet, which was in my purse, which was in my car. And I knew it was in there. And my brother took my car one night, and the next morning when I went in my car, the $100 bill was missing. So I think that he took it. Reasonably, I assume that he took it, right?
Anyone else in your car?
Nope, just his best friend. It was him and his best friend, and
wow.
That's it.
Oh, there's a hook.
Yeah, really.
Anybody else use it?
Use my car? No, just
so
me.
So it was he, only he,
mm-hmm.
and his friend?
Yep.
The $100 bill was in the car?
Yes.
It disappeared in the time that he was using the car.
Yes.
No other explanation for it.
No.
I don't need to hear anything more.
Really?
You don't want to hear from Justin?
Swift Justice?
Yeah, let's hear from him.
All right. I love he's a cranky judge.
Yeah, really. Hang
him! Senator Blumenthal's ready to throw him in jail.
Right. Right.
Like, hang him. I've heard enough. I'm going to make my ruling. But Your Honor, there's a defense.
Right.
Well, he may incriminate himself further.
Oh, gotcha.
I see what you're saying.
Right. This is hang them high.
Yes.
Now, can I ask, is there a history of your brother taking money in your family? Is
yes.
Any history of it?
Yeah, uh-huh. He's taken money. Like, nothing that's been proven. Nothing that he's said, yes, I did it. But there's been money missing from me. There's been money missing from my mom. Like, it's happened in
the
past.
Well, we're going to put that aside. We're ruling only on this $100 bill.
Okay.
Gotcha.
No priors, basically. Okay.
Justin?
Yes.
Yeah, what's your side of the story?
I'm
not hearing Justin.
You're not hearing Justin? All right, hold on.
You need to be adjusting your headphones. There you go.
There you go. Perfect. All right. Justin, what happened?
I just didn't take her money. She's accusing me, and I didn't do it.
Did you drive the car, Justin?
Yes, I did.
Did you know the $100 bill was in the car?
No. Not at the time.
Did your friend?
No.
And when you saw the $100 bill, were you excited?
I didn't see the $100 bill.
No one did. You took it.
Have you ever taken money from your sister?
Never from my sister.
Other people,
oh,
right?
Other people were admitted.
From who?
Like banks and stuff?
From who?
I'm not going to lie. One time I took $5 from my mom.
Okay.
So, Justin, what did you do that night that you had her car?
I went to go pick up pizza for dinner.
How'd you pay for it?
My dad gave me money.
My dad is listening to the show right
now. Okay. Do you have a job?
No.
How are you paying for things?
I have a stash of cash from birthday money and graduation money.
Okay. Hey, Justin, we're gonna do you a favor, okay?
Okay.
So that you don't waste our time.
It's the senator getting you off the phone right now. He's like, I drove in here for important stuff. We're wrapping up this case right now. Out.
If you agree to pay your sister the $100, we will dismiss all the charges against you. There'll be no record, and we'll let you go without having to come back here to Chaz and AJ. If you refuse to pay the $100, you're going to have to come in and actually appear on the show and explain yourself in front of us the next time I'm here.
Oh, I like this.
Pay back the $100 and...
He doesn't have a birthday coming up, though. His birthday's in January.
So you got your gift already?
Well, take $100 from your mom and give it to your sister.
All right. Borrow her
car. All right, there's the rule. You have 30 days to pay or you're going to be in here with the senator next month.
Okay. I can't pay back something.
Wow. What's that now?
I can't pay back something I didn't take, so.
Well, we'll see you next month.
All right. All right, thank you, Justin.
All right, thank you.
Makes it so official.
It's a cold-hearted criminal.
Yeah. So he's been known to...
Yeah.
All right.
So the other thing, it's not just money. Other things have disappeared from my possession. Like my razors from the shower, like some sweatshirts that have my school name on it, things like that. Just anything that he likes is his.
So he's wearing your sweatshirt?
Right. Exactly right.
It's hard for him to say he didn't get that from you.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, but it has my name on it.
Exactly.
Well, I got it for a birthday present.
Right. Let me guess, that bra's not yours either, right?
All right. Thank you for indulging us, Senator. That was a good resolution.
It was.
If he doesn't make full restitution, he comes back.
Swift.
He comes in studio.
Swift justice.
All right. Thank you, Pumpkin Pond. Why are you at court today? Street Pete is on the phone. Who are we talking to first?
Alex. He doesn't understand the rules of the United States.
No, we're talking to Josh first.
Oh, Josh. I'm sorry.
Okay. Like you said, yes.
Did you tell him, Phil?
Yes.
The hell is wrong with you?
You want an alphabetical order.
Why are you so dumb today?
No one's quite sure.
I love his laugh.
That was a good answer, though.
That's it. Yeah, exactly.
Explains all we need to know.
Yeah. Like a goat.
All right, this is Josh. And which court is this?
Waterbury.
Okay.
All right, what's your name?
Josh.
What are you here for today?
I got arrested.
It sounds like you're at a children's playland.
Yes.
He brought his kids with him, and there was a babysitter with him, too. I said, well, if you had a babysitter, why did you bring him to court?
Right.
And he's like, well, I don't have her for the whole time. I'm like, well, what happens if you got to stay the whole day?
Wait, I don't have her for the whole time.
Right.
Yeah. He doesn't know how long he's going to be there for today.
Gotcha.
Oh.
So just in case of emergency.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just got, like, kids on scooters at the courthouse.
Right. That's weird. But I understand. So he's thinking, I'm going to bring you, then we'll use you when I'm talking to the public defender or whoever.
Right.
And, yeah. Are you calling someone, Pete? Are you in a hurry?
No. There's a park across the street from the courthouse, too, by the way.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right, go ahead.
I got arrested.
For what?
Strangulation.
Ooh. That's a big
one.
Ooh.
Ooh. And see, if my kids are close, I'm going to say strangulation.
Mm.
I might not even say strangulation. I might say, like, I got into a fight. Yeah. There was a disagreement. There was a misunderstanding.
That I straightened out via strangulation.
We had a little misunderstanding.
Kids are, like, running around. Strangulation.
I saw B climbing down his throat, and I tried to squeeze his throat to stop it from going down.
Yeah.
Exactly.
His throat was close. I was trying to help it.
Ooh.
Did he touch you someplace or what?
Sounds like he stepped on a jack.
or B.
This pleases him.
All right.
It displeases him at first and then pleases him.
So I was supposed to go to Miami with my girlfriend, and she called me cheating. Nope. So.
And these kids are outside the Waterbury court.
That's your judge.
Pete? Did we lose you?
I didn't even notice.
That's why it's so quiet.
Yeah, so the guy brought his kids to the court.
Then we started fighting and stuff like that. Well, she's fighting with me, arguing back and forth like that. So I decided to just move out the house.
She's fighting with me.
That's how it sounded. The kids were acting it out.
Stepped on the same jack.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Damn that jack anyway.
Arguing back and forth like that. So I decided to just move out the house and cancel the trip.
Move out.
Try to cancel the trip. Airline doesn't want to give us a refund for the tickets.
But
so she's fighting me for the money. Oh, I want the money back. I'm like, I paid for it in the beginning. So she still wants her money back, all that stuff. I leave the house, take all my stuff, move back into my mom's house. She ends up coming to my mom's house and crashes into my car. Yep. The whole front end.
Okay.
Takes her aunt's car, rams into the whole front end. So now I'm pissed. So I come outside. I'm ready to fight now.
Pete.
Yeah.
Pete, I love that you're just letting him tell his story and you're not jumping in with stupid questions.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Go ahead.
I'm strangled.
She takes the car. She tries to hit me with the car. So I run back in the house and I call the cops. I call the cops. That's the
worst when you call the cops and you get arrested.
Right. It's like ordering a car
service.
Like,
wait. Right. They're putting the cops on you. Wait, I called you.
You're that supposed was my to voice. Help me.
I called you
the deep voice was
for
me.
Help.
Right, that was me.
This
who
is
called.
Not helping.
Right.
I needed the protection.
And the kids are just playing along in the background. It's so weird, right, hearing about this. You know, there's just one thing going on, and in the background, there's a whole different thing.
Two
going
different
on.
Worlds.
The setting doesn't fit.
Yeah. Right. All right.
I tell them the girl's outside. She's hitting my car repeatedly, causing damage. They get to the house.
Where did the kids go? Now I hear
for cover. Apparently,
where'd they go, Pete?
There's a park across the street from the Waterbury Courthouse. It's called Library Park.
Oh,
so what? The kids just ran across the street.
Went to library.
Yeah, the babysitter took them there.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
Sure, the S word. Oh, let's get out of here.
Ice cream truck pulled up. Goodbye.
Did I just hear a noise?
Yeah, that's my other work phone, sorry.
Gotcha.
Oh, all right. Well, if you have to go, go. Don't worry about it.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
All right, don't lose your second job over this.
Right. Yeah.
No. All right.
Keep it unemployed, Pete.
No, seriously, we'll make it through this without you. I don't want you to lose your job.
Unemployed, Pete.
Hey, Pete, we heard you on the air today. Oh, cool. We got to let you go.
You're broke, Pete, now.
Yeah, we heard us calling you on the radio.
You ignored us.
And you ignored us.
A third time be free, Pete.
This way. Pete, you got to take the call, Pete.
No, that's a text message. I got to lower it. I'm sorry.
Oh.
We get group.
Why don't you go and talk to your work, and we'll finish this clip up, and then you can call us back when you're done talking to them.
No, I'm good. That was a group message for somebody else.
Oh, my God. This is why his name's Street Pete. He's going to be living on the street.
Exactly.
No, I'm good.
He laughed.
All right, so now the kids are gone. They're across the street. He's out in front of Waterbury Court. He was arrested for strangulation, and he's explaining what happened. So there was a trip, and then they had a fight, and then he canceled the airline, and she wanted the money, and the airline didn't want to give the money. So he moves out. She shows up at his mother's house.
Right.
And starts driving into his car.
On purpose.
Yeah, I was,
So you were getting hit, and then you called cops?
Yeah, I called the cops. Okay. She's crashing into the front end of my car. My bumper's hanging off now. So I call the cops. I run in the house and I call the cops. I'm on the line with the operator. Like, make sure you stay in the house. Make sure you're not hitting her. Make sure.
Did it make All-Star Hip Hop?
Wait. Oh, this is good. Make sure you're not hitting her.
Right.
The operator said that. Make sure you stay in the house. Make sure you don't beat her face in.
These are safety tips.
Oh my God.
Let me go through all of it. Right. All right. So stay in the house.
Right.
And don't beat the crap out of her.
Right.
Well, he did say before, now I'm pissed. Now I want to fight.
See, that's under the heading of if she hits your car.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah, so he's angry on the phone.
Right. So he starts calling. He's looking out the window, and he's getting pissed. And he said, so now I want to fight. So he must have said something to her. Like
right, I got
to
go out there
I'm gonna
and stop
you.
Her.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Right. Or, yeah, he's screaming, I'm going to kill. Oh, this would be a good 911 call, actually.
Right. Yeah.
I'd love to hear the operator say, don't beat her. Don't beat on her face.
Right.
All right, go ahead.
So I call the cops. I run in the house and I call the cops. I'm on the line with the operator. Like, make sure you stay in the house. Make sure you're not hitting her. Make sure.
Did it make All Star Hip Hop? What's that like?
All Star.
Really, Pete?
Well, it's a good question. Good follow up.
And hey, it's Urban.
That would be what, the Reader's Files?
Jeez, Pete.
All right, go ahead.
Did it make All Star Hip Hop? What's that say?
World Star. It would have. If somebody was outside recording, it would have. Because I don't know. If you guys can see my car, whole front end is done. Mercedes, too. Took the whole front end off. I'm ready to fight now. Go outside after I call the cops. Cops show up. She chokes herself. Gives herself a mark.
The kid got tiny,
what did
man.
She say something about play?
I heard wanna play. I missed the kind of the beginning.
She chokes herself. Gives herself more.
What kind of strangulation do you want to play?
Right.
But did you hear what he's saying?
Kind of missed it with the kid.
Yeah. Huh. All right, so I got to back it up a little bit, because listen to what happened. Listen to what she does.
I heard it. It's ridiculous.
I'm ready to fight now. Go outside after I call the cops. Cops show up. She chokes herself.
It's so weird what's happening here. So, like, what he's saying and what his children are saying in the background are just two different worlds.
Completely.
Bad translator.
So she strangles herself. This is where I start to think that maybe he's not telling the truth, or you never know. But you... What? You strangle yourself?
Like,
wouldn't you be able to... Yeah, I know people do things to themselves.
Yes.
But, like, run into a brick wall.
Right.
Right?
Stop hitting yourself.
Right. Like, you're going to strangle yourself?
Right.
Like, your handprint, like, the size of your hand,
wouldn't
the size
it match?
Of his hand.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be easy to tell.
It would
Plus,
match.
I don't know. Fingerprints?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, all right. Go ahead.
Gives herself a mark on her neck and then says, I did it.
Oh, so you really didn't choke her. All right, no, good.
I never choked her. She had a knife. She scratched my car up, all those things. Cops get there. They're like, well, so you choked, but you choked her, though. She has marks. I'm like, she just gave herself those marks right now. She cut herself, too, on her hand, said I cut her. And she had the knife in her possession. Cops said it didn't matter. That's what she's saying. And state of Connecticut, that's what the woman says.
So what do you hope happened today?
Wait, I don't think that's a law written somewhere. State of Connecticut, it's what the woman says.
Right, no.
Right. It sounds like, you know, if I'm the cop on this, I'm arresting both of them.
Wait, really?
Yeah, like all
sort
of
that over here.
Even the kids, put them in the car.
Right, kids can play. We have a playpen for you kids at the station.
Yeah, I'm putting the plastic handcuffs on you guys.
Right.
Everybody here is going. Yeah,
take
the mother
in.
Back there, get her.
Oh, yeah.
Lock up the Mercedes. I want everyone arrested. Everything. Yeah. The dog, cuffs.
The whole damn thing.
Everybody.
Get that All-Star Hip-Hop guy. He's coming with us.
Exactly.
Jimmy in West Haven.
I'm a part-time landscaper, and I'm cutting a lawn. This was last summer. And I hit some hedges. I'm riding it, like, along the hedges. I hit a beehive. All of a sudden, I'm getting hit in the head. I don't know what's going on. I jump off the mower. These things are chasing me. So I'm running. I rip off my shirt. I lose my glasses.
Right.
And
there's no way to look cool when all this is happening.
No.
I don't care who you are.
Right.
You're just not going to look cool doing it.
And nobody else sees the bees.
I'm running.
Right. No one sees the bees. They just see you, like, flailing your arms.
Running,
ripping,
stripping.
Like, what is wrong with that guy?
Oh, my God. He's on crack.
Right.
I'm running. These things are chasing me. I get banged up, you know. And so now I can't see the phone. I'm feeling a little shaky. I don't feel that good. I can't see my phone to call my wife because I need a ride to get some medical help.
Yeah.
I didn't feel I could drive. And she was there. Good thing I hit auto dial. Boom, that was the last one I talked to. She was there, like, within 5 or 10 minutes.
The response
comes,
time.
So she, big time. She's a fast driver, but a good one. She brings me a Benadryl. She goes, here, take this. right now. Boom, pop a Benadryl, right? So now I said, you know, you got to get me out of here. I got to go to the doctor. I got to go to the hospital. Now I'm in the car. My throat is closing. I'm freaking out, you know, and I can't breathe that good. She takes me to the West Haven Fire Department, drives almost right into the door, you know, into the bay, and they're all sitting there. And those guys started working on me because I can't breathe. My throat's locked. Those guys did a great job.
If not for your wife, you'd probably be dead.
Right.
She knew exactly what to do.
They
to bring you a Benadryl.
Right.
Bought you some time. And then to drive right to the fire.
Benadryl,
yeah.
If it wasn't for that Benadryl, I don't think I would have made it. But I would.
Then she brought you to the. What does she do for a living?
What does she do for a living?
Yeah.
She's a waitress. She works at Yale College.
Lilith, little that.
Okay.
You know,
she's a waitress who works at Yale?
Yes. She knew what to bring.
She knew exactly what to do. That's what I'm saying. She can get things done. She can make decisions under pressure.
Yeah. So, hey, this West Haven Fire guys, they did a wonderful job. They hit me with an EpiPen. They stabilized me. They had to call an ambulance and all that. Spent a day in intensive care.
Wow.
Intensive care.
That's what he said. Wow.
Yeah, big time. And the doctor in there, in the emergency room, said if she didn't bring that Benadryl,
yep,
things would have been a lot different.
You would have made it.
I probably wouldn't be on the phone with you right now.
It'd be
tough to talk. No.
She'd be on the phone saying,
yeah.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
Or some guy would say, I saw a landscaper just like grab his throat and drop. And hit the ground.
First, he stripped.
Unbelievable. I hit this big, giant nest. I didn't even know it was in there. I mean, it was crazy, you know. Yeah, one day in intensive care, and these things were whitehead hornets.
Ugh.
And they just keep biting you. It was
wonder if anyone, like, this seems like it would be a scene out of one of those disaster movies, or one of those, like, what was that, Final Destination movie?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where all the people died.
How they died, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, you know, you start getting stung by a bee and then you run out in front of a truck.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
There's a lot of trucks in Final Destination.
Yeah.
Or a train.
Or a bus. Yeah.
Something large and smushing.
All right, Jimmy, I'm glad you're okay. We're going to give you passes for the monthly meal.
All right. Hey, can I give a shout out to somebody?
Why not?
Do I have a choice?
Yeah, really.
Hey, I want to say hello to the guys at the hood.
Guys,
what's
the hood?
They are, 'cause they're listening.
What is the hood?
The hood. It's a apartment complex that I work at.
Oh, your hood?
Yeah, we call it the hood.
Got you.
Well, what's it really called?
Apartment complex.
I don't really want to say because then everybody will be freaking out.
Okay.
That's what we call it.
Right, the hood.
All right, Jimmy says hey to the guys in the hood. All right, Jimmy.
Jimmy from the hood.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, brother.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.